Fair skies this morning across a big part of the Midwest and will continue to give us a beautiful day to work with. We're not expecting any precipitation across the region, and the majority of the region will see abundant sunshine. Temperatures this morning running in the upper 50s and lower 60s. There are a number of areas in the Great Lakes region still dealing with cloud cover, though, so I guess I was a little wrong there in suggesting it was going to be mostly fair all day. But as we go forward through the day, we will see conditions improve across parts of the upper Midwest and northern plains where their cloud cover will abate eventually. We're going to see high pressure dominate the region, so temperatures today will be confined to mostly 60s and 70s across a big part of the Midwest. And tomorrow, the high pressure system will abate from the western areas but still prevail in the east. And so we'll end up with temperatures trending warmer tomorrow in the western areas with temperatures reaching into the 80s. This will be the last two-day period where the temperatures will be comfortable out there with low humidity. We'll expect conditions to change as we get into the late weekend, into the weekend. Afternoon temperatures will rise through the 80s and into the 90s by the time we get to the heart of the weekend. The hottest temperatures are expected to occur probably on Sunday and early on Monday in some locations. We'll look for the afternoon temperatures during that period of time in the upper 80s through the lower and into a few middle 90s. Most of the hottest weather will be in the western Corn Belt, but a few areas in Illinois and areas southward into the Delta will also heat up rather notably. There will be another frontal system moving across the region during early to midweek next week that will help to bring temperatures back into a more seasonable range of upper 70 and 80 degree readings. The return of more seasonable temperatures will be somewhat temporary. We'll see another round of warmer weather towards the latter part of next week. The most important part of the forecast is the shower and thunderstorm activity that's being advertised for parts of the region as we go into the week next week. That precipitation event will be extremely important because we will be drying down quite a few areas, especially with the warmer temperatures that are likely to evolve. Any precipitation that occurs between now and the weekend is not likely to be very significant, but there will be some shower activity across some areas in the upper Midwest in particular. But even in the Ohio River Basin area, we may see some late week shower activity. The precipitation is going to be erratic, mostly light, and mostly incapable of countering evaporation, and so net drying is still going to occur in quite a few areas. A more meaningful frontal system will cut across the region as we go from Saturday into Monday, and the frontal system will bring a few showers to the eastern Midwest, but the majority of the atmosphere is not going to be favoring any big soakings of rain. There will be a high pressure system in the Gulf Coast states that will likely block moisture coming northward from the Gulf of Mexico and limit the amount of rain that can fall across parts of the Midwest. So the end result here is that we're going to probably make it all the way to early next week without a large volume of precipitation from occurring. As we go into the latter part of next week, the new ridge of high pressure will begin to build up in the western Corn Belt, and we'll still have precipitation somewhat restricted across parts of the region. There will be yet another frontal system in the second weekend of the two-week outlook that will bring an opportunity for some rainfall across parts of the region. And that's when we'll probably have our best opportunity for some precipitation across the region that might help to bolster soil moisture in a more significant manner. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.